Dave Ellman process. Relax the eyelids so they just won't work. Test them, satisfy yourself that you can do that. Give them a try, they relax down even further. Quit testing, relax, go deeper. Take those feelings of relaxation you've now created, send that all the way, this is all scripted out for you, send that all the way down across your body like a nice wave of comfort, letting every breath help you guide yourself deeper. In a moment, we'll have you open the eyes and close them. When you do that, go deeper. Rinse and repeat 3 times. Good. Send that comfort down to your arm. As I pick up that arm, let it dangle there like a wet towel, loose, limp, and lazy as it falls. Let it plop. Let that take you deeper. I do it at least twice. Great. Moment of dissociation. Now that we've got the physical relaxation we're going to need, you can now begin to relax yourself mentally. Ooh, embedded command already. Relax yourself mentally. It's easy. We'll have you count backwards from 100 out loud. Let them fade and fall away. As they're gone, nod your head. 100, 99. And as they're gone, nod your head. Boom, we're in somnambulism. Continue to deepen, deepening techniques coming either at the end of the day today or tomorrow, first thing. So let's actually jump in to page 26. Again, this is not a course where I tell you to memorize scripts. However, there are a few moments where I will tell you the specific language that I have drilled it down to is so intentional and so to the point that sometimes adding more words and trying to improve it actually makes it not work. So I will openly tell you right now, there have been moments, because I'm someone who works from a constant positive state of dissatisfaction. That's one of my motivational strategies. And it works for me really, really well to go, well, how can I do that better? How can I do that better? So I'm guilty of playing with this stuff way too much. And if suddenly I find a place where I've played with things too much and it's not working, is when I actually open up on my iPad the exact same script that I just gave all of you, and I have to kind of slap myself on the wrist and go, hey, trust the words. Read what's there. And I have to go back to my own words, which the last time that happened was only about 2 years ago. But it's all of a sudden, wow, the eye closure bit is not working so well. And I went back to my words because the theme here is sanding it down to the essentials. Sometimes by saying less, you say a lot more. There is the compliance entry point at the beginning. Take a look at my hand, follow it up, hold that breath. As you exhale now, let the eyelids close on down. Good. We're on 26. I begin with an indirect suggestion with an embedded command inside of it for a funny reason. Enough people over the years have come into the office and said, I don't know if I can relax today. And I could sit there and have the whole relaxation conversation involving hypnosis, or I can see them where they are and then lead them to where they ought to be. And it's the first thing I'll say inside of my induction. I could tell you to go ahead and relax your entire body, but that's not necessary. For right now, just simply relax your eyelids. And relax those eyelids, those tiny muscles around your eyes, fully and completely, to that place where you can make them just not work, as if they can power off like a TV, as if they can shut down like a computer, so that even if you were to try to open them, they could just relax even further down. Credit to James Hazelrigg for this brilliant line. As if like checking a door that's locked to make sure it's still locked. Man, that's good. And notice now that even if you try to open them, they just relax down even further. Try, they just relax. Now that's more words than what's in your book. Relax them and satisfy yourself. Notice you can actually just read the words in bold, and it mostly works. Go ahead, relax your eyelids, relax those muscles all the way down. They just won't work. Beautiful embedded command. Test them and satisfy yourself that they just won't work. Notice what I am not saying. You cannot open up your eyes. The moment I become confrontational, it's a little too early for authoritative. Now, granted, again, this is small muscle catalepsy, so it's hypnoidal. It's a light state of hypnosis, and I'm also going for the lighter, softer variation of catalepsy. So identify ahead of time, there may be moments where you just kind of get this, and there's not much of a reaction. Or some people start cracking up at that point because something different is happening than what's usually there. Both are correct. But to be fair, it's not that profound of a hypnotic phenomenon, though for some people it will be from the very first moment, which I had a guy in the office just about a week and a half ago, that it's at that point he's going, whoa, wow. And the best I can do at that moment is just to kind of lean, and I tapped him on the shoulder. And you didn't think this was going to work for you, did you? And he goes, wow, yeah, wait for the rest of it, is all I said, and just carried through the rest of the process, which was the moment, my paraphrase of that kind of moment is, think like with the arm yesterday. I got in the movie seat next to Damon, and we both sat there and went, look at that, that's kind of weird, right? To get into that type of interaction of the process, the hypnotic state is not as delicate as you would think it to be. And the more moments like that I can layer in where it's just the, this is a human moment, and wow, yeah, that doesn't happen every day, gets that foot in the door that another reality is possible, which goes back to the whole philosophy for change. So for some people, again, relax the eyelids, they just won't work, may get that kind of reaction. Though for some people, it's just kind of glossing through it. I would reference a little nuance here. In some variations of this, I think even the one that's in your script packet, it says relax your eyes so they just won't work, and I don't know what that means, but relax your eyelids. That's more literal, and that makes better sense. So be mindful of that. The word eyelids is intentional there because those are the muscles that are not working. Stop testing. Send that awareness all the way down across your body like a nice wave of relaxation. Pause, pause, pause. Good, which is a variation of that's right. We have now passed that test. Again, we'll play troubleshooting in the next phase. Any questions on that up until here? Yeah. I would tell you again, trust the words for right now, especially in the practice sessions we're about, I'll come to you a second, especially in the practice sessions we're about to jump into. This is why I had you read it last night. Lean on the words that are here. Because in this next practice session, unless I say that, especially those of you who may already be aware of this technique, to come back to these words, it has just been sanded down, especially when we get to some of the other components. Yeah, yeah. The question of, I could tell you to go ahead and relax your entire body, but that isn't necessary. That is, the phrase becomes, use your butt wisely. And I am consciously choosing the butt because I am negating that statement. I don't have to tell you to go ahead and relax your entire body. Why is it a but? Because I just did. So call it a little bit of reverse psychology there, that basically in that moment, by telling you you don't have to, I get the response faster than telling you to send relaxation throughout. Remember the demo yesterday about go ahead and relax on down versus take a nice deep breath in, hold it. And as you exhale, go ahead and relax on down. So that's an intentional but. So this is a transition phrase. This is a process of following some simple instructions. Your mind and body already know what to do. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open the eyes and close them. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open the eyes and close them. When you close them, notice how you can allow yourself to relax perhaps as much as 10 times deeper. Now let the eyes open, and as the eyes close, allow yourself to go 10 times deeper. And we run that sequence 3 times. Now, the first time, it's 10 times deeper. The second, it's double that relaxation. And the final one gets rid of all numerical references. Just go even deeper. Why 3 times? Again, the simple phrase is 4 is too many, is 2 is not enough. We've talked about the psychology behind the fractionation. Perhaps there's the little bit of the perception that, oh, my eyes are open, I'm out of hypnosis, and now I'm back in. They're in that looking for stimulus mode as the eyes open up. Do you remember, by the way, ooh, it's kind of clever how everything's going to start to come together. Do you remember during the flowers induction when I stood in the back of the room? And if you think back, maybe you were kind of glancing all around the entire room rather than just looking at one specific point like I directed you. Yeah. When the eyes open up, unless there's actually some sort of block, I'm looking forward. I can see the red light of my camera. Even as I'm looking at the red light, I can see in my peripheral vision a little video image of me. I can notice Amy and Keith moving around. I can notice Colleen moving through her bag. I can see everything. So as soon as my eyes open, there's all sorts of conscious distraction. As you may have noticed when you did the Dr. Flowers induction. And if only there was a solution, and there is. Let the eyes open, let the eyes close. Which I am now placing the hand. The distance is about like this. Not too close that I'm touching them, not too far away that I can then see everything else. I mean, if I come to you here, you really can't see much of anything else, right? But if I'm here, you can see all around. And that's kind of that gauge for it. But that's kind of a slightly awkward gesture, isn't it? Yeah? But remember how I started my process. Take a look at my hand. As you take a nice deep breath in, ooh, I am doing something to establish something as being natural because we've already done it. So now we're 2 minutes into our process, or a minute into our process, and now I'm doing it again, and now it's familiar. That little bit of a nuance pays off a massive, massive benefit for you. Without it, what would you sometimes get? Let the eyes open. But because it's now in our familiar gestures, it no longer has that distraction moment of being, whoa, that thing is there. I've already done it. It's familiar to us. Yes, it is slightly different because the first one is maybe a little bit more fluid. The goal is, again, blocking conscious distraction. So there's a video clip we'll watch later where the guy's doing one of these, which may be nice, but then it's not satisfying the goal of the fractionation hand block. If you ever see me making use of a small gesture, it really is an absolutely small gesture. Let the eyes open, let the eyes close. But remember, proximity, that's a big movement now. So, and just a little nuance as well. For all of my clients, the gesture really these days is this, and I'm kind of moving out. Why? Luke, we're going to get fresh again. As I'm going down, how do you feel? How do you feel? Yeah. No. So I don't want your last memory of your eyes closing being that I'm going south. So as the eyes are clearly closing, then I'm going to kind of kill the rest here and just kind of move out. Just a little bit of a nuance. It's a best practices thing. It's not necessary, but it absolutely helps. The cool thing about this is there's a get ready for the client and there's a get ready for you. In a moment, you'll open your eyes and close them. Oh, yeah, I got to get in position. And when you close them, you can go 10 times deeper. Let the eyes open. Let the eyes close. Good. Just allow yourself to go 10 times deeper. We'll do that again. This time, double that relaxation. Let the eyelids open. Let the eyelids close. Go even deeper. Good. One last time. When they close, just go even deeper. Let the eyes close. Let the eyes open. Let the eyes open. Let the eyes close. And it's efficient. If I'm going to do an eye fixation induction, I'm going to do an eye fixation induction. To answer your question in a roundabout way, I'll give you the similar version of that question, which you didn't ask. Don't screw up your hypnotic pattern and try to claim it was a confusion in technique. I see that all the time. Well, I kind of screwed up that process there, so I turned it into a confusion technique. No, you screwed up. So it's where if my goal is to do that, otherwise, I mean, let's be fair, and you can see it better with Luke here. If I'm up here, he can still now connect with everything else. So it's where if my goal is to do a fascination induction, I'm just going to do a fascination induction, as opposed to throwing everything into it, thinking I'm making it better. It's not necessary at this point. Also, I'm not hanging out there long enough to actually get the fatigue of it. So right. It's kind of overkill. Make sense?
Yeah.
To point out some language patterns inside of this, notice how permissive I'm getting. Allow yourself to relax perhaps as much as 10 times deeper. And there's a video clip we'll see of Ron Esslinger at some point where he fires the beautiful phrase of, I had one guy tell me he could only go 7 times deeper. Now, I don't know what that means, but that sure sounds nice. Ron's from Tennessee. But I'm the guy who completely beats up relaxation and hypnosis and takes its wallet. So how do I then begin to change my language to allow more options? How can I paraphrase relaxation in such a way that I'm casting a wider net to get a better hit? Look at the second to the bottom paragraph. As the eyelids close, you can double the awareness of that chair fully supporting your body. Let the eyes open. Let the eyes close. It's still a relaxation suggestion, but I'm not using the R word. Variations of a theme. The final one. Oh, and I'm now quantifying for them a bit of a menu of what it means to go deeper. Double that relaxation so you can feel twice as relaxed, twice as comfortable, twice as confident in your abilities from this point forward. So for the subjective experience of the client, I am now offering a wonderful menu of what I mean when I say deeper to you. And you are now able to select for yourself which one's the appropriate for you, or pick and choose them all. And we'll do that one last time on this last one. Notice you can just let go. Command form. Let the eyes open. Close them all the way down. Much deeper. Way down. Good. You're doing great. Little thing to be aware of. Stay on this page for right now, please. Little thing to be aware of. I am looking to see that something is happening whenever I'm saying good. That's right. That's it. You're doing great. It's where if you ever see the term that's right, good, something like that nature inside of a script, realize this is a transcript and it meant that I saw something in that moment to comment upon. So be mindful of that as we break out and practice this, that in the variation this was transcribed from, I said it there. However, I may not if I don't have something to comment upon. So we have here phases 1, 2, and 3. So this is what we'll do here. Let's do a quick practice session, and this will lead into our break for the afternoon. And the sequence will be, you'll do your compliance get ready. Model the language at the bottom of 23. We'll basically need two pages for this, 23 and 26. You'll use the compliance get ready at the bottom of 23. You'll then do the first page, the first half of the Dave Allman induction. And then when you get to the bottom of 26, in a moment you'll open your eyes and notice how good you feel. Let the eyelids reopen and you do feel good. So we'll basically do the first half of the induction and then emerge. That'll take us into the break. And then when we come back, we'll add on the second half of the process, which becomes a little bit more detailed. Then we'll have another practice session and run the whole thing several times. A heads up, part of a practice strategy we'll do this afternoon. What I'd encourage is as we break out and practice, especially with some of these techniques, it's not necessarily the game as we've been doing as Amy and Damon are working. You've both gone and then you sit around and wait for everyone else. What I'd encourage is to go into the mindset of drilling today and tomorrow. So if you wrap up and other groups are still going, start up again. Have the heads up ahead of time, and I just do this randomly based as people wrap up. If I see Colleen and Keith just wrapped up and you two wrapped up, I may just tap and go, hey, Amy, Keith, switch places and just keep practicing with other people. Just that the phrase of practice makes perfect is true, but what's more truer is perfect practice makes perfect. So especially as we put this process together, the more you just get it in you, the better it works, the more comfortable you'll find it becoming. Little thing as a heads up, as a confidence builder, before we officially jump into this, as a brand new hypnotist, you only have to memorize one sentence. Go ahead and close your eyes on down. And relax those muscles around your eyes all the way down to the point where they just won't work. And when you know that you've got them so relaxed they just won't work, test them and satisfy yourself they won't work. Good. Give them a try, they relax. You get the idea. Credit to Richard Nongard for a beautiful phrase. Hey, Nikki, during the session today, something kind of interesting may occur. There may be some moments during our process where you might be aware of the sound of paper kind of moving around. And when you hear that, what that means is I've prepared some very special information for our session today. And the moment you hear that paper rustling around, you're going to find you're going to go even deeper into hypnosis because you're going to know the good stuff's coming up next. So if anyone had the fear of they're going to think I'm reading papers and they're going to think I'm not qualified, I just took that one point of challenge and turned that into every reason why the process is going to work better. Oh, there's confidence builders the whole way through. Little nuance on the fractionation as well, just to hedge this one off. Statement number one on practicing the fractionation. I know you are reading this for probably one of the first times in terms of doing it and practicing it. So when your client's eyes are here and your hand is over there because you're looking at your book and you're here as well, the phrase ahead of time, I know, We're going to get better as we keep doing it, but remember, there's a get ready. In a moment, the eyes will open and close. This is what's going to happen. Get yourself in position. Go back to your book. Let the eyes open. Let the eyes close. Good. Go much deeper. Do your best to get the hand in front of the eyes for that sequence. The other thing as well to make sure is this posture of being slightly off to the side. What do you think is bad about if I'm working with Amy and I'm doing this? What do you see as a potential challenge? I can't see you. So if I'm in this position, I have no feedback that you're actually following my instructions. And instead, to be here with the downstage arm, to use the old lingo, I can now see profile your eyes. And I can actually track that something is going on. So it's where getting in an ideal position. So I'd highly encourage, and even worse, don't be doing this stuff. Because again, I can't see anything. So when you sit down together, position yourselves in a place that's going to make the session more effective. Get into a good position, do the compliance get ready, run the first page of the Elman, emerge, jump into a break. Go for it.